Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. I'm going to teach you all about the neck. So we talk a lot about the face, and I want to explain some things about your neck. The neck is such an important part of our features. It gives you elegance and beauty, gives you that long swan look. And as we age, I think we really start to pay attention to the changes in the neck more than ever. When you're in your 20s, and I know when I was in my 20s, I never really did anything for my neck, including probably not putting sunscreen on it. And that is just terrible because I'm a big sunscreen advocate, but even to this day, I feel like I put sunscreen on my face, but really not on my neck. So some of the changes that you start to see in your 30s, 40s, and 50s on your neck. Number one, the neck has very different skin than the face. The oil glands are markedly reduced and give because, you know, if you think about it, the amount of twisting and turning can be 180 degrees or more in either direction. So you can't put on such a tight skin envelope that the skin has no mobility. The stretchiness of the skin, compounded by the lack of oils and hydration in that tissue, gives immediate changes with crepiness and texture as you start to get a little bit older. So I think starting in your 30s is a great time to incorporate your neck and your décolleté or your chest area into your routine. Everything that goes on the face does need to go on the neck, with the exception of Retin-A products. Those can be somewhat irritating on the neck at night, and particularly at night can collect in the creases of the neck. So if you ever tried to put Retin-A on your neck, you would notice some waking up with irritation, redness, dryness, and it's just not that pleasant. So you can put Retin-A on your neck, but you need to do so in limited amounts and more dilute with more moisturizer, less Retin-A. You also need to apply vitamin C, so your normal peptides and serums that you put on in the morning should go on the neck. Your sunscreen should go on the neck. Nighttime, and twice a day, I use my really amazing neck cream, and twice a day with Upstroke, so definitely check that out. My neck cream has peptides. It has ingredients that are come from the Edelweiss flower, which is found in the Swiss Alps. And if you think of the Alps, it's an area where there's extreme cold and frigidity. However, these fragile flower leaves do not crumble. And the reason the Edelweiss flower is so regenerative and has such beautiful properties for its petals, even in the middle of the freezing winter season, is these peptides. So check out this neck cream. It does change your skin. Twice a day. I think after that, we need to look below the surface of the skin and look at the musculature. The vertical bands that start to form in the neck in our 40s and 50s and beyond are bands from the platysma muscle. The platysma is a broad, flat muscle that encompasses all of the neck structures. And when you develop vertical bands, those can definitely be treated. They tend to happen from straining, maybe incorrect lifting techniques when we're in the gym or doing sit-ups and crunches, using our neck more than our abs. So we can use Botox in these vertical bands, usually about 20 units of Botox in each band. It has to be placed superficially. If Botox is placed deeply or by an inexperienced provider or too many units, you can have trouble with swallowing. So we never want that to happen. But Botox is a wonderful solution for these neck bands. And I've seen it myself starting to pop up in photographs where the face looks awesome, the neck has these two vertical bands, and you're wondering, like, where did those come from? So if you see them, definitely treat them. I think looking down at our cell phones all day has given us the additional problem of horizontal lines of the neck. And it seems to be like worse than any previous generation. Our moms even have better necks than us in terms of having these horizontal bands that occur from looking down at this awkward angle where the neck is bent, and the, you know, looking at an iPad, laptop, or a device all day creates a crease. So if you have horizontal bands, one syringe of a filler, usually a hyaluronic gel filler. I often use Restylane Refine in these areas because it has expression technology that's very pliable and compliant, and it integrates nicely with the dermal tissues. And that virtually softens and erases some of these contracture neck bands. The skin itself starts to have some contractures and scarring. not like a deep true scar, but a skin tension band. And these have to be broken up in the process of placing filler in these horizontal bands. So I often will use a cannula. The cannula subsizes or cuts through these little bands of connective tissue, which are binding the skin to the platysma muscle and creating a long-standing indentation. And you don't have to be older to have these bands. People are born with these and even come in having had them since they were 20. So if you have horizontal bands that are bothering you, you can definitely do filler. Remember, it can bruise, so it often looks like you've had a little strangulation mark on your neck if you get a big bruise after this type of filler or a big hickey. So maybe do that when you don't have an event coming up and you're comfortable wearing a scarf or a turtleneck. But mostly it's just fine. There's never a good time to do filler. Always there is a possibility of bruising. So I don't have people stress too much unless they have a major public event with photography. Of course, plan around that. So there are some things you can do for the collagen. We talked about the neck cream. You can do definitely things for the vertical bands, the Botox. There are treatments for the horizontal bands, which would be neck filler. Treatments for laxity. So skin, as it stretches, it loses its elasticity. Then there are treatments for laxity. So skin, as it stretches, loses its elasticity. It becomes like last year's bathing suit, where there's just a little bit of give and there's not a lot of spring in it. And doing treatments with high frequency radio energy, like Thermi, which is a wonderful device. It feels like a hot stone massage. It's very relaxing, and it's going to deliver an immediate contracture and realignment of collagen fibers. As we age, collagen and elastin both decrease markedly. By age 50, we have 50% less collagen production than we started with in our 20s. And as estrogens change, the skin gets crepey and textural changes kick in. So doing treatments like Thermi, which will give you some immediate tightening and shrink wrap that skin, the laxity of the skin will improve and the tightness of the skin, and it reorganizes collagen fibers. So there's permanent change occurring, and each subsequent treatment gets better and better, and you may plan on doing 3 to 6 sessions of that. Thermi is a wonderful, like a red carpet treatment, when you've got to look good and you have that little bit of neck laxity and you look down at your cell phone and you're noticing that little extra fold of skin that you never had before, is a great time to think about Thermi. And that's going to give you some immediate, really nice tightening in the neck and the jowls and the submandibular skin laxity. Great for around the eyes as well. So that covers sort of like the shrink wrapping and the tightening of skin laxity. If you're a person who can pull back and pinch more than a centimeter of skin, we also want to talk about doing things that are a little more aggressive. So fillers can be used in the jawline to tighten the appearance of neck laxity skin, but you're going to use a fair amount of filler, which is good. It's fine. It's not a problem to use filler, but I want you to be aware of the fact that, you know, fillers are 1-year products. You're going to rent that product for a year. It's going to contour, sculpt, and make you look immediately better, tighter, more lifted, and give you definition between your neck and your jawline. But then it goes away. And remember, the jawline is a very long surface area to cover. So generally speaking, you want to do about 2 syringes on each side of the jawline and 1 syringe at the chin area. It's often good to start with 1 syringe, half and half, just at the angle of the mandible to give some support, tightening, and pullback of the lower face jowling. And if you're in your 30s to 40s, maybe 1 syringe on each side will be great. As you get a little bit older, you definitely need to do, you know, probably 1 to 2 syringes per side. And if you're doing filler repeatedly and you're noticing you have a lot of laxity and not enough long-term results with filler, then definitely think about a mini lift for surgical neck tightening. Facelift and neck lift are commonly done together when you have laxity to the point that your skin has more than a centimeter of stretch and you're standing and looking in the mirror and tenting things backwards quite often. That's the time to consider realistically that you may need to do a mini lift, which involves the lower face, and a full facelift and neck lift involves a little bit more extending from the temple hairline, and that's typically best for patients who have quite a lot of neck laxity. in addition to submental or below the chin skin laxity and hanging. I often recommend facelift and neck lift surgery early in life as opposed to late, because early on your skin has that springiness and elasticity, your healing is going to be excellent, and it's far better to tighten and trim the current season's bathing suit instead of last year's stretchy one. Lastly, if you're noticing fat pad changes of the neck, you can do something about that. So submental fat gives you that little double chin. Submandibular fat, as it prolapses and falls downwards, gives you irregular bulges in the lower neck area. And sometimes the jowl fat starts to descend from the cheek into the lower face, and it often hangs over the mandibular ligament, creating that sort of a hound dog fullness and sagging around the corners of the mouth. And all of us are going to be prone to get this in our lifetimes. It's not something that's exclusive to one type of face or the aging woman. It's every human, including men, are going to get submandibular laxity, because as tissues become older and more lax, they will start to droop and fall. Fat pads will descend and deflate, and we can treat those definitely with Kybella. So Kybella is our fat melting shot. It's very effective for submental fat reduction as well as treatment of the jowls, which is an off-label use, but I have great results treating the jowl fat with Kybella. I also think that neck liposuction is the gold standard. So if you don't want to have a lot of swelling and you want faster results, neck lipo is terrific for contouring the jawline and taking out that submental fat. So there you have it. Those are some awesome tips for treatment of the neck, all the layers, all the levels, all the things we can do. Don't forget to take care of your necks, ladies and gents. And if you're someone who is interested to try our neck cream or a thermi treatment, I will have my amazing assistant Josh put a discount code up on the podcast link on the website. So click on over and treat yourself right. Remember, upstrokes twice a day when you're putting that neck cream on. Definitely, if you can't come see me, at least you can do that and you will see a big difference. That's it for now, beauties. Hold your neck up high and don't forget to stay beautiful. You can find me on my Instagram doing beautiful things with people's faces at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And the website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where all my amazing skincare is. And read our blog posts too, all about the neck.